Now, in our story from the Word this morning, we heard about one of the miracles where the Lord healed somebody. Now, we know that the Lord healed many people. We don't even exactly know how many. Sometimes he healed them by laying his hands on them, sometimes by speaking to them. But this miracle of healing the centurion's servant was a little bit different. There was something special about it. And that was that while the Lord was speaking to the centurion, he was also at the same time with the servant who was at the centurion's house and healed him there. In other words, the Lord was in two different places and with two different people at the same time. And that is something that's important for us to think about and to remember. Because the fact is, of course, the Lord cannot only be with two different people at the same time. The Lord can be with all of us at the same time. Not only all of us here in this church now, but all over the world, or all the people in the world. The fact is, all the people in the whole universe, the Lord can be with each one of us all the time, no matter where we are, who we are. And that is something that's important to remember. Because sometimes, especially when we feel lost and alone and afraid, then it is very important that we think about this and remember this, that I am never really alone. The Lord is never far from me. He's always with me, right by my side, helping me and guiding me and protecting me and ready to hear me whenever I call upon him. So this was one of the special things about this miracle, that it reminds us of the Lord being present with us all the time. But there was also something else that was special, and that was the centurion. Now, who was the centurion? Well, a centurion was a Roman soldier. And not just a common soldier, but he was a very high-ranking, important officer in the Roman army. And of course, at that time, the Romans ruled in the Holy Land. That meant that a Roman officer of high rank would be a very important and very powerful man. It is, as the centurion also told the Lord, that if I say to somebody, go, he goes. If I command somebody to come, he comes. If I tell my servant, do this, he does it. Or in other words, the centurion was accustomed to giving orders, to tell people what to do. And what happened when the centurion came to the Lord? Did he march right up to him and say, I want you to heal my servant? No, we were told the centurion implored the Lord. That is, he begged the Lord to help him, to help his servant. Or in other words, the centurion was a humble man, and somehow he knew who the Lord really was. Now, the centurion, of course, did not know all the prophecies about the coming of the Lord, but somehow he knew that this is God himself come down on earth. And that is also why the centurion was so humble, that when the Lord offered to go to his house and heal the servant, the centurion said, no, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Just say the word and my servant will be healed. So the centurion looked to the Lord. He trusted the Lord. He trusted his power. He trusted the power of his word. And because of that, his servant was healed. And how did the centurion know who the Lord was? Well, the reason for that was that the centurion's heart was filled with a good love. And because of that, when he saw the Lord and heard him, he knew who it was. And how do we know that the centurion was a good man? Well, think about it. When the centurion found out that his servant was sick and suffering very much, he might have, as a lot of important and powerful people might have, he might have decided, well, it's just too bad my servant is sick, so I'll find another servant instead. But the centurion didn't do that. And he didn't just send one of his soldiers to the Lord and ask him, you know, ask the Lord to come and heal my servant. No, he himself went to the Lord and begged him to heal the servant. And of course, that was a sign that the centurion really cared for his servant and his welfare. A sign that the centurion loved his neighbor. And because of that, it was that the servant was healed. And this was a sign of the good love that filled the heart of the centurion. And that is also why the Lord said in our lesson today, that verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. The centurion trusted in the Lord and trusted in his word, and he loved his neighbor. And so it is also with us. When we look to the Lord in love and trust and to his word, and when we love our neighbor, if we follow the two great commandments that way, then it is that the Lord will be with us always to guide us and protect us and help us in all our troubles and to heal all our faults, all our weaknesses, and all our evils. It is, as is also taught in the Arcana Celestia, about the connection between love and trust. It says, love is not love without trust. And also, few know that faith is trust and confidence, and fewer still know that trust or confidence is from charity and is not possible with anyone who has not lived the life of charity. And further, for trust is of the will through good, for genuine trust is only possible with those who are in the good of charity. And so it is that when this state of love and trust rules in the internal man, then it is that the Lord can enter and can heal the servant that is the external man. No matter what our disorders or troubles may be, no matter how grave or deadly they may seem, no matter how serious the disease of evil may be, the Lord will enter indeed with all his love, his mercy, and his power, and make us whole. Amen.